this morning bright and early, just before dark. I told Pa it sure looked like a good day to go hunting, and Pa said it sure does, son. So Pa said, Bill, call all the dogs, so I called all the dogs. Now that is all except old Shorty, and I called old Shorty too. So we went down the road, right smack through the cornfield. Then we heard every one of them dogs barking. Now that is all except old Shorty. Then we heard old Shorty too. Well, we got to them dogs, and I want to tell you, they had treed up a big oak tree away out on a poplar limb. I told Pa that I would have to go up and shake him out. So I climbed up that Boston pine away out on a cedar limb. So I shake and I shook, then I heard something fall. I looked around, it was me. Every dad blame one of them dogs jumped on me. Now that is all except old Shorty, and old Shorty, he jumped on me too. Well, Pa, he finally knocked all them dogs off. Now that is all except old Shorty, and then he knocked old Shorty off too. Well, I told Pa I thought it'd be enough hunting for today, and Pa said he guessed it would. So we went back to the house, and Pa said, son, would you mind shucking and shelling a bucket of slop? And I said, no, Pa, I'll shuck and shell a bucket of slop. So I fed them hogs. I told Pa it sure was a pretty day, the moon was shining so bright. I thought I'd go down to Sal's house. I asked Pa if he'd mind if I rode the horse down. Pa said he didn't care. So I got the car out of the garage and saddled up the fence and climbed on the wagon. So I started off down the road. Just then that fence got scared and the horse reared up and throwed me over in a briar patch and tore the left sleeve out of the best pair of pants I had. So I started back down the road after a few minutes the next day. I got to Sal's house. She sure was glad to see me. She had all the windows nailed down and the door shut. So I got off the wagon and tied the car and went up and knocked on the door. Sal, come to the door.
Lord, sweet William, I sure am proud to see you. Come on in the house.
So I went in and spit on the bed and threw my hat in the bar and sat down on a big orange stool. So we sat there and talked about dog ticks, politics, straw ticks, and all other kind of ticks.
Bill, are you hungry?
I sure am, Sal.
Well, let's go up to the apple field and pick some apples, and we'll make a peach pie.
So we started up the road just close together as we could get, her on one side of the road and me on the other. So we got to the apple tree.
Bill, if you don't care, you'll have to climb up the tree and shake some apples down.
So I climbed up the tree and I shake and I shook. All at once I heard something fall. I looked around, it was me. I fell right straddle of a barbed wire fence with both feet on the same side, and I ain't been back to Sal's house yet.